I have a motion to come out of executive session by Mr. Andre Bourgeois, seconded by Ms. Bourgeois. Is there any discussion from the council? Is there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote to come out of executive session.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Nick.
Yes. Okay, we're back to item D1, employment leave status, officer parole. Chief?
I recommend she be terminated.
Okay, he has recommended she be terminated. Before we receive any comments from the audience, I need a motion and a second.
A motion we terminate the officer.
Okay, you motion that we accept the chief's recommendation.
Correct.
All right. By Mr. Niesler, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Is there any further discussion from the council? Are there any comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Anybody? Okay, hearing none, a roll call vote. A yes means we concur with the recommendation of the chief and she be terminated. A no means we do not concur with the chief and she is not terminated.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
All right, next item is recreation. I'm not aware of anything. Next is police. Chief, you have anything?
Chief, you want to talk about this?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that thing right
now. Okay. Ms. Kraft, you might want to stay something I don't know after, but okay, I mean, I'm just going to say we finished with that item. If you want to go, you certainly.
No.
I know you'll enjoy the rest of the meeting, though. It's a really stimulating.
I'm all about it.
It's very stimulating.
I just got a husband. I dropped off down the street to start watching the football.
We'll get you out.
Oh,
right. I promise.
You know,
I got it.
Dangerous territory.
So, I got you.
All right, we're going to keep this one short.
All right.
On Ori Drive, the speeding problem that's a couple citizens have brought forward, I recommend we go ahead and look forward to getting one of those. Well, speed limit signs. It goes by the speed, by the sign itself, and tells you how fast you're going on the street. I believe a lot of people's not speeding intentionally. Just people with a lot of things on their mind, and that sign would just serve as a friendly reminder. Look, going 36 and 25. Just it would be a lot easier. Let's just try something simpler before we tear the road up.
Well, looks like 250.
Yeah, we got to pick one out that list.
Fine.
Is that the price of that?
No, it's not. I think about 2,000.
That's a I'm assuming that's a distance it reads.
You think the 2,000 includes the solar panel and a battery?
Yes, sir. 2,000, 2,500 was the high end on.
That's one you put on a pedestal.
Right? You put it on a speed limit sign, the same pole.
It's permanent. Not like that. Traveling.
How many do you want to get?
I think two would be good on that street for now, just to serve as a friendly reminder, you know.
And they're portable; they can be moved.
We can take it off the pole and put it somewhere else.
Okay.
No. I just want to make this comment now. We have other streets where other people complain, and when they go down Ori Drive one of these days, they're gonna look at that and gonna say, "Ooh, I want me some of them too." So you're not voting on $2,000 here; you're going on probably $20,000.
Yeah, portable.
One, one thing we do at work to kind of quell that is we're running a pilot.
Yeah.
Well. This is where we have the worst problem. Right.
Refresh my memory. What's your cell phone number? Refresh my memory. What's your cell phone number?
8675309.
We get a little sciences pilot program put on top of it. Help out.
Research.
All right. Something to consider.
Just about a comment. I'm not expressing a dissatisfaction with the scenario. Okay, what do y'all want to do? You want to just buy them out of the budget and we'll amend it later?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Get one with a camera?
No.
All right. I'm good with that. All right, Governmental Affairs, Ms. Boudreau, we have anything?
I just want to make one point of information. The State of Louisiana Historical Market, the Back Brule Oak, was destroyed when a big branch fell and chopped off the top part from the post. And Wayne Delapas checked with the foundry.
Don't leave, Chief. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Check with the foundry, and at first they said it could be repaired for $900 and a new post, but then it was determined there were hairline cracks, so we need a new sign, and that would be $1,900, but we're going to go on a replacement sign.
He didn't give the summary thing. Oh, you going to do it? Well, we moved on to the next item. How are you going to do it now?
He's down. It's the report comes.
Go ahead.
So that's, we will be purchasing a new sign for that.
Yeah, the police report.
Police report's down there.
He's not up, he's not up there. He's got about three more things.
Oh, I thought this, we'd already been to police. Oh, yeah, okay. I was just checking to see if y'all paying attention, all right. Vetoed ordinances, hearing, vetoed, we already did the resolution. Okay, police department report. Now you.
Good evening. Let's see, for the month of December, we took a total of 72 complaints, 5 alarms. We had 1 dog bite, 8 assisting other departments, 1 of assist a person. We had 2 damage to property, 6 disturbances, 1 domestic, 1 fire, 3 info onlys, 1 noise complaint, which was fireworks. We had 2 open doors, 2 private property accident reports, highway obstruction, 1 shots fired, which ended up being some hunters behind the levee, a suspicious person. We had 2 thefts. One was a center cap was stolen off of a vehicle, and the other one was a UPS package that was taken from somebody's doorstep. I had 8 traffic accidents, 20 traffic stops, which resulted in arrest or tows, 5 warrant arrests. We issued 204 citations for 267 violations. We had 17 no insurance tows, and there's 2 arrests for driving under suspension. Anybody have any questions?
That's good.
Thank you, Chief.
You're doing better than the chief, I can tell you that. Correspondence, I'm not aware of any. Mayor's report, I don't have one. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
I have 2 things. We got certified as Tree City again. We have that information. And also that marker, the new marker on the driveway next to the bank, was purchased and sponsored by Mrs. Virgie Dickerson Parkle in honor of her father's out of town purchase. That marker was dedicated on some bank, thanks to Officer Care.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment about the speeding report, but it seems like we have a lot of brave people in Live Oak, with the police chief written in Live Oak. Live Oak has sometimes become a nuisance. You know this, John?
It's getting bad. We wrote the ticket down the other night, trying to get back in shape.
Young ones or what, but I...
They got some young kids living in. They'll be in court next month.
Not that we need anything like that.
Yeah, that's...
We have a police chief on our street.
Good.
They do slow down and turn the radio off.
You have to get rid of that mayor off of y'all's street.
Yeah. He drives too slow.
Our property values went up when he left.
That's right. All right, anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege. I would like to, I have one, but I'd like to be last. Anybody?
I wrote this down so I wouldn't babble too much.
For the last few months, I have tried to make my intentions clear as it relates to my running for a 5th term. In most cases, my pronouncements have been greeted with skepticism. I attribute this to my having said something similar in the past, only to be convinced to run again. Let me make this clear and official. I will not, under any circumstances, be a candidate for mayor of the town of Brule. I am taking this unusual step by announcing this at the January council meeting for several reasons. Number one, by removing myself as a potential candidate, other potential candidates will be less hesitant to pursue this office. 2, I am a person who needs something to fix. By the end of this term, the town of Brule will have no major projects or issues to carry over into next term. There will be nothing to fix. I have developed a great staff at all levels in our organization of well-trained and highly motivated people who will continue to do a great job for whomever is mayor. And 4, and last, 16 years is surely enough and probably too much. And with that, I'll read the announcements, which are: Town Hall will be closed January 18th in observance of Civil Rights Day. Landmark and Heritage Meeting will be January 25th at 6:30. And Addis Mardi Gras Parade will be January 31st at 1 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
7:08.